Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 26, 2022. Medium published my new article "Change This One Thing to Achieve Perfection." The world is heading to a state of perfection. While it might seem like we are drawing ever further away from perfection, it is in order for us to feel our remoteness from a perfect state so that we would wish to pull together and advance toward it. Perfection is a state that is good for everyone, with no problems, a sense of vitality, and where everyone cares about one another. In order to realize perfection, we first need to erase our materialistic competitiveness, which holds us in a constant restlessness, and which also makes us view each other unfavorably. We need to calm ourselves down from our rat race and to enact ourselves in the world because we wish to bring goodness to everyone. That is, we need to shift our motivation, that we get motivated by simply wishing to do good to everyone. If society's values would shift from what they are now, the reverence of successful individuals who outcompete their way to peaks of wealth, fame and power, to valuing people for the good they bring to society, then we would be driven to bestow goodness to everyone, since doing so would gain us society's respect. It is my hope that we realize such a change sooner rather than later, as it would alleviate a lot of suffering while also letting an abundance of goodness flow into the world. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, Israeli police resigning in droves. One of my students told me about a major problem with police officers in Israel, that they are resigning in droves. It used to be an honorable position in Israeli society, but today they face more workloads and responsibilities while their income remains very low, even below the average wage. Police officers in Israel become increasingly accused of power abuses and even face several instances of legal prosecution. For instance, when an Israeli border police officer who neutralizes a terrorist has to testify as a suspect, then he naturally feels betrayed by his country, and that he would be better off getting another job that would pay him more. It is wrong for police to be so underpaid and unprotected. They should receive protection from their country, and get paid more than any other profession because they regularly have to deal with society's ills. When I was in Switzerland around 15 years ago, I had a conversation with a police officer who told me that their average starting salary was a relatively hefty €8,000 a month, because it is indeed a complicated job to acquire and to sustain. Also, Israel is no Switzerland in terms of the additional risks that police officers face here. Therefore, police need respect from the government, acknowledging the necessity and importance of their work to society, and they should always feel that society stands up for them. We need to raise their salary, revise the rules of their use of force, and give them a little more freedom. If we recruit and strengthen a good number of police officers, then Israel would be different. They should feel that people have their back, and the people should feel how the police protect them. Based on the video "Israeli Police Resigning in Droves: A Kabbalist's Response," with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. A celebration of light for the whole world. Question: the holiday of Hanukkah is also called the holiday of light, and it was established in the 2nd century BC. The rebellious Maccabees defeated the Greeks, Syrians, and Jews who joined the Greeks, that is, Hellenized Jews. The temple was liberated, cleansed, and the temple service began. And it seems like a Jewish holiday was taking place here. But you once said that the Hanukkah holiday is a holiday of light for the whole world. Can you explain this? Answer: because as it were, the connection between the people was restored, and through it, with the peoples of the whole world with the upper source of light. Question: through the temple? Answer: through the concept of what a temple is. It is a spiritual place, not a physical one, where there is connection between people, and it does not matter which people and how, and the Creator. That is, if people want to get closer to the Creator, then the place of their rapprochement, connection, merging, unity, and gathering is called a temple. Question. Whenever Hanukkah is mentioned, it is said that the temple was purified. What is purification? Answer, cleansing from all harmful thoughts and intentions that were egoistic. And people who wanted to get closer to the Creator had to take on his qualities, the qualities of bestowal and love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And they achieved it. That is why it is called cleansing and purification of the temple. It is in the hearts of people. No building, no rocks, and nothing else. That is, the temple is in us. Question. And when it is said that the people have purified the temple, these rebellious people, did they purify it? Answer, people have purified their hearts and connected everything together in mutual love. And then they began to feel spiritual qualities in this connection with each other. This is called a miracle. Question. And when they say the miracle of Hanukkah, when they found one small jug of pure oil, the lamp was supposed to burn for 8 days, and there was only oil for 1 day. And yet, the lamp was lit, and it burned for 8 days. They say this was a miracle of Hanukkah. What kind of a miracle is this when everything seems to be above reason? We think that this is for 1 day, but it burns for 8 days. What kind of a miracle is this? Answer, this is because people wanted to be united among them and raise their feelings from themselves, everyone together, to the Creator, to this common quality. And this common quality that was revealed between them was the manifestation of the miracle of Hanukkah. Question. What are these high-calorie donuts that we eat on Hanukkah? Answer, they are all kinds of manifestations of this celebration. When the oil, which embodies the connection between people, the intention of bestowal and love for the Creator, and so on, manifests itself in such a way that everything is made in oil. And this is, so to say, the main subject of Hanukkah. Question. Why are they so sweet? Children eat them with pleasure. Answer, because that is how it should be. This miracle that happens when we annul our egoism and want to connect with each other is sweet. Question. Why is this holiday also called a children's holiday? Answer, on one hand because there are practically no restrictions in it, and it only talks about love and connection, about communication, about rapprochement of people with each other. And besides, this is the beginning of the rebirth of people. The rapprochement of people among themselves. Question. That is what this holiday is? Answer. Yes. Question. So, you are saying that this is a global holiday, it concerns the whole world? Answer. Not only global, it is a great holiday. It is a great holiday indeed. We look at it as if it is just donuts and lighting candles every day, and that is all there is. But in fact, this is a great holiday when people ignite in their hearts the connection between them and the love for the Creator. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, December 15, 2022. Regarding beauty. Comment. There are beauty contests like Miss Universe. By the way, it was once Trump's business. It seemed to everyone that this was the most win-win business. But recently it was put up for sale due to unprofitability. For the first time since this competition began in 1952, problems with profitability began before the corona. They say that this is due to a drop in the number of viewers. But I personally have a feeling that external beauty has become less attractive in the world today. My response, I think it has become more internal. It has received a higher request, a need from the masses. But what is it really about today, due to such a huge farce that exists in the world? It's just not possible. Question. Is it possible to say something about the inner beauty of a person? How can I believe that this person is internally beautiful? What criteria should I proceed from? Answer. Kindness, mutual assistance, compassion, and so on. such as simple truths. The one that takes a person. This is the inner beauty of a person. Question: you said the first word kindness and even stopped. It seems to be the most important thing for you. What do you put into it? Answer: this is a person who can perceive another as close to himself. This is an amazing property. This is a gift from the Creator. Question: so is this what you consider the greatest property, kindness? Answer: yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 10, 2022. Awakening desire in the friends. Question: some of your students are at their workplaces during the lesson, for example, in the studio engaged in broadcasting or something else. When asked if they ever come to class, many answer, "I fall asleep there, but here I am working." How can such students behave in the correct way? Answer: if during this time a person creates some kind of socially useful product, then let it be. Question: and if he does not create anything, but simply sits in his familiar place? Answer: never mind. He nevertheless somehow participates. He is included with us, in the common process. It is really hard to be at the lesson. A person is tired in the evening or wakes up early, it is cold or conversely hot, and this makes him sleepy. I understand all these problems, so I am very patient with them. It does not bother me at all. Question: but on the other hand, you say that we should not turn a blind eye to this, we should take care of the friends. After all, he could leave the path in this manner. Answer: you are his friends. You should try. Talk to each other and bring it up for discussion. This is your job, not mine. Question: but how can you pull them out by force? On the one hand, you say that you need to give a person freedom of choice, but at the same time we should pull him up and not let him fall. Answer: the main thing is desire. Try to awaken desire in him. Question: do you have any examples of how you awakened desires in other people? Answer: no. I acted in accordance with Rabesh's instructions. I took a few veteran students, trained them as teachers, put new students with them, and they taught them. We studied with Rabesh, and those who dozed during his lessons were teaching newcomers and thus did not fall asleep. Therefore, for a person who falls asleep in his place at the computer, I would definitely arrange such classes for him to teach. In this case, he will have to study. Moreover, it will motivate him to work and to connect with the rest. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Revival of the Dead, December 12, 2013. Rubicon of Rabesh. When I came to Rabesh, he used to write some interesting little notes for himself. He believed that there was no one to pass them on to. Such a human condition is difficult to explain. He did not allow his students to write anything down. As soon as I started writing something down, he would stop talking. Then I said, "I am a student. If I do not write, I do not hear. I have to go from ear to pen." I bought him with this. We explained to him that this is the way they study at the university. The professor speaks from the lectern, and you sit and take notes because there are 1,000 books, but you need exactly what he teaches. Then Rabesh reluctantly agreed. Then I slowly convinced him that we needed to record him on a tape recorder. It was a problem similar to the gradual transition from the state of exile to the state of revelation. I saw how difficult it was for him to cross this Rubicon. To give up the state of exile when you are sitting alone in a corner studying the book of Zohar and Kabbalah, and then you start to come out. It was very hard for him. I started making drawings, tape recordings, and written recordings. Gradually the material began to accumulate, and I was absolutely sure that I was not collecting it for myself. After all, when a person develops, he does not need this. We never look at past material. We need the next one, the future. Although if you look at the past material, you will see how much you reveal there. But life is arranged in such a way that each day should be new, despite the fact that you can take much more from yesterday. This is how the beginning and the end of the path are formed. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 12, 2010. The Time of Global Spiritual Ascent. Comment: you said that only connection between students will lead them to a spiritual breakthrough. My response: it seems to me that today there can be no other approach to spirituality. It will not work. Question: why can't it happen again that you work with one student who will remain after you and lead everyone forward as it was with you and Rabash? Answer: neither I nor any of my students are inclined to start such personal work. Question: was Rabash inclined to this? Answer: he had no other choice and neither did I. I say this absolutely precisely. In addition, there were prerequisites that I really, really wanted this, although by nature I was completely different. There are people who know how to place themselves under another and at the same time feel comfortable and good. I am absolutely not one of those people. I am a person who creates, commands, sees ahead, wrongly or not, that is another matter, but who wants to implement and generate something new. This is not a student who adapts to the teacher and like a small fish swims next to a big fish. It happened from above. I think that today, because of the global spiritual ascent that is taking place in humanity, this is simply impossible. I have 10, maybe 15 people I can rely on. If they work together with each other, not each one separately but only together, they will become the spiritual center that will be able to lead the world further. Only their common effort to work together, to manage together, and to teach humanity together will bear even greater fruits than I did. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 12, 2010. What is worth living for? In the future, a person will live only for the sake of spiritual attainment, for the sake of spiritual life, which he will be revealing here and now. It is not worth living for the sake of everything else. What is the point of this existence? Think at what expense and how much suffering a person receives pleasure in this world. Take stock and tell me whether it is worth living when every minute you are fighting for a comfortable existence, you go through all this and you achieve just a few moments a day of some kind of relaxation and pleasure, and you spend the rest of your time trying to avoid suffering somehow. Is it worth living like this? It is completely irrational. Look at our world from the outside, look at our existence, 8 billion little people, who do, after all, have mind, are swarming around. Look at what they do with their minds and with their nature, and yet they still cling to this terrible life, if you can call it life. Therefore, when a person's eyes begin to open gradually, he will make a calculation and say, there is absolutely no point in this existence. Only the fear of death keeps me here. But I will swallow the pill and stop being afraid, just give it to me. What is the point? Will tomorrow be better than today? And there is still old age ahead, which means even greater torment when you are alone, abandoned, useless to anyone, and gradually dying in a cold nursing home. Therefore, people who make the right calculation with this world live only in order to attain the upper world. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Preserve Love, December 19, 2013. Similar mentality. Question: why did Rabash choose you? Answer: it does not depend on the person. It does not depend on anyone, only on the general system. Comment: you, a person with 2 higher education degrees who was born in Belarus, came to an old man who did not study anywhere. My response: it does not matter at all. By the way, we had a common mentality. I was born in Vitebsk, and he was born in Warsaw. At that time, Poland and this part of the USSR were somehow connected. My father even had Polish citizenship since this territory was annexed to Russia only before the war. So what do I want to say? Even the names of food, drinks, and household utensils were very close and understandable to Rabesh. He liked the food my wife cooked. In this regard, we understood each other well. Our mentality was very similar. I do not know how it would have been with Balha Sulam because this is, of course, a completely different spiritual level. But on the physical level I am sure it would have been the same. It helps. Still, the mentality is very important for a student who is at a small level. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 12, 2010. Michael Leitman, on Quora, What is Behavioral Change? Inside us, is a model of our surrounding environment. It is where we create and feel the environment. We receive impressions from our surrounding environment, which in turn builds its systems into the inner model that we host. People specifically can develop inner models of their environment much more than animals. For instance, a dog can feel its master, and a cat can feel the moods of people in its vicinity. A human being, however, builds a model of the environment within that includes the universe, nature and human society. We relate to our environment through our inner model, and our environment also lives in that model. Accordingly, we interact with and feel the environment, beginning life on the human level. Behavioral change begins from our inner models, which incorporate with and feel our environments, and which develop attitudes in relation to those models. If we are critical of other people's behaviors, we might simply ask them, "Don't you understand what you're doing? Don't you understand?" Means that we actually ask whether the person has a certain inner model, that is a set of attitudes that have developed toward people and nature, and why that person cannot understand something from the model they host. Some people are internally deaf, that is they cannot build these models within themselves, and likewise they have a certain level of detachment from their environment. They do not understand what is required of them. It is like babies who have not yet developed such systems within themselves. They observe other people but do not understand what everyone wants. There are many such people. Most people live their lives without the accurate inner models of the universe, nature, society and what is required of them in this vast system. Building accurate inner models of our environment, the universe, nature and human society, is the education we need today. The behaviors that we assume depend on the measure to which we, according to our inner models, can correctly work with them. We then realize those models in practice through our behavior toward the world. Behavioral change is thus the result of our finding the correct model of the universe, nature and human society. Based on the video What is Behavioral Change? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Telmand Elbaum. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.